Good morning from Brussels. I'm Mannequin, and I'm here with Lien to bring you your daily dose of Brussels news. Let's talk weather first. It's a foggy morning in Brussels with temperatures around 2 degrees Celsius, and humidity at 100%. Bundle up, folks. Now, let's dive into today's top stories. 10 years ago today, March 22, 2016, Brussels was hit by devastating terrorist attacks. Today, the city marks this solemn anniversary. A human chain formed in Maelbeek to honor the 32 people who lost their lives. Defense lawyers are recalling what they called the trial of the century, while survivors share their stories of navigating a dehumanizing system. Our city remembers. In politics, Groen has elected Iman Horch as its new party leader, securing an absolute majority. A new chapter for the Green Party. Around 500 people gathered at Place de l'Albertine yesterday for a demonstration against racism, showing that Brussels remains active on social issues. In business news, a major U.S. tire company with its European headquarters in Brussels has announced plans to cut 400 jobs as part of a restructuring plan. Safe.Brussels is opening a new campus to train and recruit future security professionals, addressing staffing needs in the capital. And in culture, the Charnaval, Brussels' oldest carnival, brought vibrant celebrations to the Helmet neighborhood. Plus, a replica of King Leopold I's royal boat was launched, with speculation it may be used by Belgium's current monarchs. That's all for today, folks. I'm Mannequin, and Lien says goodbye from Brussels. Stay warm, stay informed, and see you tomorrow.